Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I am Sal, I am your host. I am here with your other hosts, Axel.
Good morning, y'all.
Lizzie.
Hello.
Liz.
Hola.
And we are here to talk the Bad Batch.
We are also here in the same house, but separate rooms, guys.
Kind of. We're trying something new, okay? If it doesn't work, blame me. And Riverside, I suppose. But probably me.
Who's Riverside?
The recording thing that we're using. But that's like behind-the-scenes stuff. Nobody cares about that. You know what they do care about?
They care about my shirt and why it's, like, on.
Oh, you are on brand. Axel is wearing a Bad Batch shirt.
That it's Friday. That's what we care about.
We care that it's Friday.
Friday. It's Friday, Friday. Was that a song about Friday?
Yeah, it was.
About this little kid.
There's a lot of songs about Friday, but I think you're referring to, like, that YouTube girl.
Yeah.
Who got attacked for making a song about, like, we gotta get out on Friday.
I'm like, what attacking a person? Let them be.
It's the internet.
Let them be.
I remember Vader singing it.
That sounds like something Friday, the internet would do.
Friday. Yesterday was Thursday.
Probably.
Okay, fine.
You know what else the internet does?
They make up stuff. I was told that Star Wars was doing a what if version.
Went down an unintended route.
That was real.
It is not.
How is it not real? People are just saying it.
It's life. Yeah, people say a lot of things that aren't real. You know what else the internet does?
We're at the edge of our seats. It makes this possible, makes us communicating and talking about Star Wars possible.
Does anybody know what else the internet does?
It lets you have a job.
Okay, anything else?
It lets me fucking appear at court without having to be there. What?
It lets you check us out at theroguerebels.com, on all socials at theroguerebels, and we are on Twitter at roguerebelsfam. So make sure you are following and catching and watching us be extremely entertaining. Question mark. Probably. Right? That's funny, right? Right? Sure it is.
Okay.
I feel like you're going insane.
So
recording separate rooms.
Too much.
Fine.
Not likely.
Anyway, on that note, I guess we should just get to the Bad Batch episode in question, The Return.
Which I was upset. Because I thought you were trying to record the next day because something exciting happened because I didn't watch it yet. And you were like, we gotta record. And I was like, I wonder, the return. Oh, I wonder if, like, Asajj is in this one somehow. Maybe. And so I was like, okay, I'll watch it. And I hyped myself up with expectations, which was my mistake. And then it's like my least favorite episode so far.
When did you watch the episode?
Because I do it last minute.
Okay. I just said, I'm always trying to record. Anyway, The Return. So you didn't like it that much. I liked it quite a bit. It did not pick up where I wanted it to. I was like, I need to see what happens. And then Omega wakes up on peaceful Pabu.
With the new sweater.
Yeah, she got a few new looks. She got cold gear. She got a nice little knit sweater over there on Pabu. Crosshair got a place to, like, shoot things that AZ throws or whatever. Or holds. So, you know, there's a lot going on here. A lot of good times. It's clear that, like, I don't know what happened in that moment at the end of the last episode. But they, like, didn't quite cheat me. Because I wanted to see them, like, figure out or go through whatever they were going to go through. And I feel like they didn't show me right at that moment, but, like, they still showed me that they were, like, still working through it, and they had conversations, like, especially him and Hunter.
Yeah.
Hunter's like, whatever, dude.
I think it was definitely, like, awkward, and Omega definitely was like, hey, yeah, well, she did, but she was like, you know, he helped me. And Hunter was like, okay. And, like, probably, like, went on the, oh, Echo's also sad that we didn't leave off exactly where we thought we were going to leave off, because I thought it was funny because I've been recording with Star Wars Geeker lately, and we also thought that it was going to leave off by the last episode. So once it came up and I saw beautiful Omega with a new sweater on Pabu, I was like,
you
oh,
pick up right there, right?
Yeah, picked up. Gotcha. Picked up? What did I say?
Leave off.
I was like, oh, I know two podcasts where they were both like, it should be where it left off on.
Right. I need to see exactly what happens.
But I think it's a process, and nothing would have been resolved.
Yeah.
Then.
I see what I wanted to see. I saw what I wanted to see in this episode, which was them working it out. Which is great. So, like, they end up they have the little tablet or whatever, the data pad, and they're like, well, we need to, like, de-encrypt it or whatever, and, you know, but we don't have tech, so we can't. But if we plug it into an Imperial terminal, we can do that. And Crosshair is like, I know one that sucks. And nobody's there. I know, because I shot a guy after he killed the other guys. So we went back to that base, the outpost from season two.
Which was the return.
Right, he returned.
He's returning to something.
Outpost. Got it.
The return of that place.
I saw what you did there, Jennifer Corbett and Brad Rao, whoever wrote this episode, I'm not sure.
At work, side note, but still related. At work, we were putting away, like, produce that we just got in. Mm-hmm. And one of my coworkers was like, look at this tomato. And it had a bunch of, like, gray hairs. It was molded and stuff. Looked like Guy Fieri. But it was with the new boxes. And I was like, oh, where'd you get that tomato? And he was like, oh, in the new batch that we had. And I was like, ah, so it's a bad batch.
It certainly is.
And he was just like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. In my head, I was like, I made a good joke. I'm waiting for the badum-tish.
Go ahead, Sal.
It's more embarrassing.
So you're dying about it, about doing it, so go ahead, Sal.
It was so bad.
This was your chance.
But anyway, so they return. And then Hunter's picking
Do you really? Do you really think that that's the reason why it's called The Return? Because I kind of feel that it's called The Return because this is when Crosshairs really returns to the group, right?
I think, like, generally these things, they tend to mean more than one thing. Like, in these, when they name these things. So I think it can be both.
Yeah?
Because, yeah, Crosshairs,
you think so?
Also return to the group, like, kind of more officially. You know? What do you think, Echo?
I don't know.
We saw Echo!
Oh, yeah.
Echo was there.
Are you watching this Pabu. Echo, though?
So yes.
I was happy to see Pabu again.
Echo like reminded Pabu. Me of Echo and Bad Batch.
Pabu is the coolest place.
Yes. I wish that they could have met... She could have met the other kids, the two clones that were there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I wish we saw. I'm sure we'll see it, but like right, I wish
maybe. It's not done yet.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, we kind of just rolled straight on. Well, Echo shows up, and then like they go to do their thing, right? So they go to this base, and they turn off the sensors, which keeps out the ice underground monsters. So then we have giant ice creatures underground attacking them. So then, Crosshair and Hunter have to kind of work together while they work their crap out.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on, but yeah. Hopper was great to see.
Go ahead. Sorry, I just don't get it. I mean, how is this little tiny thing supposed to keep this such a big, you know, tremor away?
I mean, I think it's like a perimeter sensor frequency thing, right?
Right, but how deep does it go? Because this guy's not just outside. He's not just on the ground, right? Like, this guy goes underground.
Yeah, but it's still just like an area of effect, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't make the technology, but it works.
I call that into question.
I don't know if hyperspace works either, but it works.
We will need some expert on this issue.
Remember, honey, it is fiction. Science fiction.
I know. I just felt the frustration that giant worm had, though. Like, once they, like, later, like, turn back on the sensors, and he just, like, you know, it's, like, right here, he's like, ah! And he's, like, kind of, like, looking at it and circling, and he's like, ah!
I've been defeated by this little tiny thing.
he just looks so frustrated.
Right. Yeah, like, it's the same thing, like Axel said, it was the same thing in the Adelon episodes of Rebels. Remember, they had those things.
That was me. I have to take credit on this one, because normally I don't remember things like that. Okay. Yes, that was me.
It was you. I can't remember who said it, but it was one of...
Yay!
You and Axel.
Go, mommy.
Oh, I can do that. Gotcha. Eesh. It takes forever.
Seriously?
Why is mom in the middle?
Anyway.
You guys switch videos.
I don't know.
We're dancing.
Musical chairs.
mm-hmm.
So let's see. So they're there. They're kind of doing their thing. It's good to see Echo again. And it's good that Echo gets to be the grown-up and, like, you guys figure it out and get moving. Stop with your nonsense.
So he's always been like that.
Yeah, he's pretty no-nonsense. Nonsense.
No sense.
Oh, I really liked that Wrecker gave him his equipment back.
Mm-hmm. Then he, like, sold it in a garage sale or something.
So here's your stuff or whatever. Even though there's one episode where they're like, well, that's Crosshair's box. Like, they all kind of like...
Yeah, I didn't appreciate Hunter, like, kind of picking at Crosshair. Like, yes, fair. But I was also like, chill.
Fair? No, it's not a chill moment here. I mean, this guy tried to kill them.
Yeah. He tried to blow all of them up on a few occasions.
Hunter didn't even want Omega in the first place. Who is he to judge?
Wow. Wow. The one that, like, raised you and, like, brought you up and, like, fed you and clothed you.
Technically, Omega's older than all of them. And I'm glad somebody finally said it.
She did.
That was great.
I sat there and she went, well, I'm older than you. I was like, no.
I was like, uh-huh. Yeah, you are. Yes, you are. You are the grown-up in this situation. They're all babies. Each and every one of them. She is the oldest.
I like that of all of them, she says that to Crosshair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not like Wrecker, like Hunter or anything. Just Cross. Because they're like, you're a kid, like you shouldn't go. And, you know. But that was kind of funny.
I felt the same way. I thought it was great. So basically,
it's like when Zoe and I say something we know is wrong on the podcast, and I'm like, I can sense Dad correcting us. That's how I felt when I saw that scene. I was like, I can sense Dad jumping up and down in the chair. Yeah. Like, I told you.
Definitely my favorite part of the entire series, I believe, so far, because yes, it was absolutely perfect. And I was like, yes, she is older than all of you. You guys are all babies. Babies.
Well, they were acting like one.
Yeah, so it was good. I liked the episode. I liked that Hunter and Crosshair get into it, and then I also liked that they kind of work it out.
And I like it that they didn't break any blood.
Yeah. And right. I think that Crosshair, I don't know. He like didn't quite like apologize, but he was just like, I thought I was doing the right thing. Like, and I wasn't.
I thought I was being a good soldier.
He does say he was wrong, but he still doesn't say like,
sorry,
like, I did the wrong thing. Or like, yeah, like, but exactly. But he like makes, it's not an apology, but it's like a, I thought I was doing the right thing, which is fair. He did. You know?
Well, I think it's implicit, right?
Grown-ups don't like to say the words.
Like, now I know I didn't. I wasn't being a good soldier, right?
Well, no, he was being a good soldier, but to the bad people. He, like, that's kind of what he was saying.
Yeah, that's why I liked when Hunter was like, well, you know, it was a confusing time. None of us knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
That was nice.
It was good.
I like when he says, you know, he was disposable. Disposable? Mm-hmm. Or he was no longer of use, the vase, right?
Oh, like
and then Echo's like, tell me more.
But I like that he, like, sees the clone trooper helmets and he, like, stacks them back up. Because they're all like, scattered all over the floor. And he picks them up and he puts them up and, like, sets them on nice. Yeah. And that was very sad.
It's weird how, like, you know, like, back in the Clone Wars, remember, they didn't quite get along with the regular, remember, the regs. Those are regs.
The regs. Mm-hmm.
Like, and now they're, like, fighting for them. You know what I mean? Like, now they're their brothers, even back in the day.
I think it was mostly the Rex giving them a hard time.
Yeah, yes. I guess so. And now they're, like, saving them and stuff.
Hey, like, world turns, you know, the world works in mysterious ways.
It does get crazy when, like, things happen. So basically, at the end, they get into the thing, they get past the encryption, and they have all these details about the facility, but they still don't know exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it looks like they're going to try to go save all the clones at Tantus and break into there or whatever, but they still can't quite find it. But you still have, Hunter still has those coordinates from the other episode. It's like a second.
Yeah.
So, like, they have, like, an area to start, but they don't have the whole thing. You know what I mean? And now they know more about the facility. Go ahead.
Which I thought was interesting because I didn't, when Hunter was being mad at Crosshair, I figured it was just because, like, he betrayed them and, like, you know, they were brothers and how could he do this and stuff. And he just kept going down and down a dark path even after they tried to give him so many chances. But then when they started fighting and he was like, well, and Crosshair was like, oh, like, I think you're just mad and taking it out on me because you couldn't save Omega because it was your fault that Omega got captured. I was like, oof. That would make sense. I don't know. Like, I was curious what you guys thought because I think it's a combination of everything of why, like, Hunter was just mad at Crosshair. But also, I think he was a little, like, surprised that Omega could, like, free herself. Because she mostly did all the work, anyway.
Yeah, but it's not. But she also couldn't have done it without him.
Yeah.
You know, or Batcher.
Definitely not Batcher.
And they could have done it without Nala San. Nala. Nala Se. Yeah.
But the same thing about, like, I don't think he's mad at him that, like, Crosshair has helped her. And mad at himself that he couldn't see. He definitely is, like, frustrated and was, like, looking for her and doing everything he could.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he was mad that Crosshair was the one to save her. Because even, like, there's a point where Crosshair tries to get the message out.
Yeah.
Remember? And, like, the other season, and Tech is the one who monitors their old, you know, transmission channels or whatever. And he's like, Crosshair sent a message. Da-da-da-da-da. So, like, they knew that he was caught. And they even were trying to figure out a way to go help him. So it's like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I think Hunter's more mad at the situation, but I think he's mad at Crosshair specifically because Crosshair tried to kill them. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. I think Crosshair's wrong in that instance. But
that's fair.
You know, but I think he is trying to be like, look, I helped and I did this and I did that. You know, and it is a little weird how Wrecker's just like, it's fine. We're all fine here. Everything's great.
I think it's because of his connection, his more brotherly connection to Omega. Like, I think with certain people, like, I think if Omega's like, nah, he's cool, then Wrecker's like, Okay, fine. Yeah, he's cool. No problems here. I think that's what it is more of him trusting Omega, which not that Hunter, you know, doesn't trust Omega, but Wrecker didn't hold as much of a grudge against Crosshair.
Yeah.
Nice. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's just a little silly. It's not that serious to him. Like, it's a little bit. Mm-hmm. Not too much. I did want to... So, in Pabu, when I talked about Tech, I was so sad. Because, like, there was, like, the moment of silence for him, and I was like, oh.
I thought we might see Fee, but we didn't.
Fee? Oh, yeah. Fee, yes.
You know, I thought it would be nice to see her.
His, like, unofficial girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
For 5 seconds. And he was like, yeah. I'll be back.
Yeah. When do you think we're going to get a Saj?
This season, for sure. For sure, for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild.
I can't wait. They're taking forever.
Every weekend.
I know, but this could be more a Saj Ventress time.
You guys need to get back in your Saj and Voss costumes.
Okay. I can't. It doesn't fit.
Then you can be invited to the finale. We can make this one.
We can make a new one.
She has a different outfit, doesn't she?
Yeah, you saw the trailer, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, got that yellow blade.
Yikes.
Now available at Galaxy's Edge. Oh, no, it's not.
I need new Sabine pants.
It looks like her old... people might sell that now. Lizzie, like now that there's like a whole show and everything, you might just be able to be like, oh, I'll just pay for the soft parts. Do the armor myself, but at least I can just get soft parts.
True.
You know. Now that Sabine is all...
I just need to find a good one, though.
Yeah, yeah. One that's not... Not good.
Not good quality.
Mm-hmm. Keep me posted. I look
my
for
size.
Find things. I'm good at that. I'm thinking about doing a High Republic Jedi. So I can be all white and gold and fancy.
With a cape. Republic Jedi. But if you're just going to be all white and gold and fancy, little, you might as well just make up a Voss gala.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We wanted to do that.
I would.
Yeah, he has been complaining about that for a long time.
Yeah, years. And technically, honey, we could do years. We have the designs for her dress.
Yeah, we do. It's just the snake thingy that gets to me.
Snake thingy?
Yeah, she has a snake necklace.
It looks like a snake.
Yeah. We saw that at TJ Maxx. Boom. Done.
Nailed it. Oh, man.
No, we did. Uh-huh. We did it because...
But it's valued at $79.99. What a deal.
I have to look it up. I need to look up what she looks like gala-wise, but...
What's going on with your name on the bottom, Lizzie?
Oh. I thought it was just going to be me and Dad podcasting.
That's Rudio.
So I put a random name, and I couldn't think of a silly one, so I put yourmom.com.
Happy International Women's Day, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
All right, quick. Think of a Star Wars woman you are grateful for and love.
Tora Doza.
Fair enough.
Vanessa Doza.
Okay, not Doza.
Princess Leia.
Jeppa Balaba. Sabe, Sashe, Rabe, Irte, and...
Saba, Saba, Saba. I speak Spanish.
That's the May. Saba, Saba, Saba.
Oh, you guys.
What about you, Lizzie?
I'm going to go with Sass Noodles.
Aw. Aw. Sass Noodles.
Work, baby. Like, do the voice, Lizzie. Do the
I
voice.
Can't.
used to do it all the time. Come on.
My voice isn't high enough anymore. It just sounds like this.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it.
Think of a specific scene. Because it's like raspy. I didn't realize how raspy it was. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'll practice it though. Because even Zoe's been asking for years for it.
Mm-hmm. You did it for like a solid year.
Then you quit. I figured out. I'm not gonna say it on this podcast because I realize Zoe probably listens to it. All right, but I have a present idea for her. It's gonna be great. But I have to actually just start it. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I thought of it now, months ahead of time, so I can procrastinate until September.
That's right. Boom. Beat her at her own game. Crush her.
With kindness and lovely gifts.
Unleash a wave of thoughtfulness that she will never.
It's kind of like the onion. Yeah. Buddhist. Yeah.
That was great. I mean, are what, we done?
You said Princess Leia, Mama?
Yeah, I think so. I think she was really good. And then Padme Amidala, you know, guess how I felt about Padme before? I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt.
I'm also giving her the benefit of the doubt.
And her books are really good.
Yeah, the books are good.
What about Ayla?
She's good. I guess we just don't have an Ayla book, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like I know Padme and Princess Leia. Like, I still, like, one of my favorite fucking books is Leia, Princess of Alderaan. That's like one of my freaking favorite books because it goes through when she was like young and all the things that she did, right? Because it was not just like, oh, you're born into royalty. Ta-da! Right? No, it was literally like hard work in how she has to present herself and how she has to accomplish certain things to be able to, you know, be named princess, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I really like that book.
And it has young Holdo in it.
That's true.
And there's a good...
She's the best. She's like my doggy.
There's actually a pretty cool story that just came out with like Ayla and Shakti. And I think it's Shakti. A Dr. Aphra comic. Because it's like Dr. Aphra like kidnaps Luke again to like get his help with something.
She's obsessed.
She needs his help with stuff. And so like they go to like some old temple where apparently like Ayla and Shakti like sealed away some sort of something, and so she's like trying to get Luke to help her break out this thing that frees the monster or whatever, but it's actually a pretty cool story. Isn't it?
Yes, Dr. Aphra appreciation, actually.
Yeah, you should appreciate by reading.
I got so far as in I read more than two comics, and then I was like,
they take like 10 minutes, they're comic books and they have beautiful art.
What's her name now? It's like
different?
With the cat.
Can you describe the cat?
Red. She's red. And I love her. And I unfortunately...
You're talking about Iscat?
Relate. Yes. Okay. Unfortunately, I can relate so hard to her. Right.
The horrible person.
I appreciate her so much during this Women's Day. Mm-hmm.
Happy International Women's Day to Inquisitor females only.
To Inquisitor is yes. Cat. yeah. Mm-hmm. And appreciation to Mama.
Mm-hmm. Mama.
Most importantly, to Mama.
Mama.
We appreciate you, Mama. A male, Mama.
Why?
Because you're our Mama. Mm-hmm. Well, my Mama. And because you're hardworking and mm-hmm. you're great, and Zoe has a lot of stories for you about her work.
Oh, nice.
And we scheduled to podcast at 5. And then we were like, hey, what's up? Oh, how's work? Oh, yeah, that's good. How's the work? And then we talked about work for an hour. Yep. And we didn't podcast till 6.
Fair enough.
I think if you did Pennsylvania law, you should represent her.
Mm-mm, I don't. Just Cali. California love. Mommy is silly today. Sorry. I had a little Beano before the podcast.
Beano?
Beano.
Grandma asked me about how we like the bottles of wine that they gave Vino. Us for...
Right?
Sal, where is the word Beano from?
Beano is a medicine that you take. Vino is wine.
Vino.
What kind of medicine? Wine is wine.
Yeah.
Vino is vino.
Vino is not wine? I thought it was wine.
Spanish lessons now.
Yeah. Anyway.
Alcohol edition. Grandma was just asking me how we like the wines that they got us for Christmas, because they got us like two each. So we had four wines.
Yeah.
I drank all of them.
Yeah, thanks, Rama. Thanks for giving that to my kid.
I drank one bottle while sitting and playing games. And then, yeah, I did a bottle a day.
You should not be proud of that.
No, I'm not proud of that. I was just,
that's not
I
good.
I told her, I was like, oh, yeah. Did that. That was interesting.
Okay.
We should do a podcast.
We're doing one.
Where? Where? It's also Zoe, because Zoe is of age as well. And we all, like, we do a Star Wars trivia, but not a hard one. Not a mean one, okay?
Name.
Dude, you can never do Star Wars trivia with your dad. You know that.
I can just.
Why even try?
Because then we drink more. Dad does.
Okay. What's up? The Colossus is on.
Okay. Time's up.
I'm trying to think. Oh, that's what I was going to ask before we start talking about alcohol. How do we feel about Crosshair now? Do we accept him now?
I do.
I already
didn't accept him.
Liar. We were both Crosshair haters.
Yeah, you were.
Oh, no. I never didn't. Okay. When he was on the Empire, I was like, yes, he is part of the Empire. He can die. And then he left the Empire. So I was like, okay, he's fine. He's an acceptable human.
Jesus.
Give him all the rights. Give him all the rights.
Aren't you just as bad for taking away his rights?
I didn't take him. The Empire did.
Empire Day!
I was just like not going to argue for them to be given back. Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really fair?
I don't know. I'm just saying it's fair. I don't have any other.
Yeah. I don't think I was as mad at him, as I was with Tam. But I think that's because I always thought he was a jerk, and so I never expected much from him. Even when he was with the Bad Batch, he was a jerk. And now, like, Tam was nice and great and cool. And so when she
but they were hiding a bunch of stuff from her, dude. Yeah. Like, what was she supposed to think?
That's true. But when she left, it felt like a betrayal.
Well, yeah, but like, look who started it.
The best spy in the Resistance?
The best spy.
Did you just say that?
That's what I did.
Shout out
to
Vimer.
Quillen Boss, right?
He's not in the Resistance.
Vimerati.
Well, you're talking about Magpie.
Yes. I will forever remember when I went to, like, Galaxy's Edge, and I was like, Magpie. And she was like, where'd you learn that name? How did you find out?
Which book did you read?
Yeah.
All of them.
I feel bad, but I was like, I was really curious, because even if I were to ask, like, okay, but, like, like, down low, what did they make you read? Like, do you know everything? Or do you, like... Do you know what they, like, taught you? Was it, like, a presentation?
I have detailed files.
You know, like, did you have homework? Or they were, like, put you in a presentation room with that singular character. You have to memorize everything. But
just one Wikipedia page?
Well, you can't do that with Disney people. They don't crack.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I was like, Magpie?
I've been through far worse.
Cardinal?
Yeah. You were the third jerk to interview me today.
Yeah.
You think so this bad. Scares me? I'm getting overtime. I mean, are we done talking about the actual episode? I guess it's a short pod, huh?
It wasn't that long. And well, in my opinion, nothing really happened besides like the like main technical thing was like, you know, Hunter and Crosshair kind of fight and then they kind of make up ish. And then but also I think there's definitely going to be some room for Hunter still trying to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And build that relationship again.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other like plot was Echo. They went to that station to see if what's her name, Emery. Keep wanting to say Emily, Emery. You know, if her iPad could work again if they connected it to the thing. And they did get it to work, but it wasn't enough information. And it didn't have like the coordinates of the actual place.
Well, no, they did.
And that's what Echo is trying to give back to Rex, so they can go to Tantus.
So they have like all the information on the base. They just don't know where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So and medical files and how they are torturing like a bunch of clones. And
they were like, oh, there's like more clones. This is worse than we thought. There's more than we thought. But so they have all the information on the base. They just don't know. They still don't know the location. That's what they're missing, those files.
Do you think that Omega told them about her, like, how they were after her because of, like, the vials and samples?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I don't think she really understands what it's for, obviously. Well, but, like, she should be like,
she's
hey.
She's very adept at listening and learning.
Yeah.
So, like, if she was doing those reports day in, day out for 5 months, so I'm sure she knows she might not know what an M count is, but she clearly knows that they're looking for an M count because that's what all the damn tests were that she filled out and took in every day or whatever.
Reports. Yeah.
You know, she just might not have seen the Phantom Menace and knows what midichlorians are. Okay, you're making faces on the podcast, and that doesn't translate to audio.
I think she had more wine.
How dare you?
Blame everything on the vino. Yeah, so, I mean, the bigger, things. But next week is a double episode. You know that, right?
No.
Okay, well, now you know.
Cool.
Next week is a double episode. Let me see if I can look it up real quick.
My internet doesn't work very well. Just really frustrating. Like, it works in here, because that's where the internet is, but it doesn't work out there, where the TV is. And so, it's just Disney Plus. Like, YouTube is fine. Like, video games out there is fine. It's literally just Disney Plus that doesn't want to connect to my internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm like, then they're like, you know, it's Hunter and Crosshair fighting. They're like, yeah, well, you, it's like circle, circle, circle. Oh, no. They're like, well, you're just mad because circle, circle.
You may need a better router or something.
But they're really expensive, and I'm trying to figure out how to not buy the most expensive one.
So the next two episodes, the next week, they're called Infiltration and Extraction. So
that sounds like a double episode.
Yeah.
Sounds like a connecting episode.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing that's why they're airing them like that.
Yes.
So
infiltration. So Asajj infiltrates them, and then she extracts something and leaves. Boom! I figured it out. Asajj is in the next episode.
Spoilers for next week, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Well, then, yeah,
I figured it out.
We're just ready for that, and I think we can keep this one short unless you guys get any last thoughts. I'm glad the team's back together. It did kind of feel so lonely when it's just Wrecker and. Hunter?
It's not the same.
No, but I think...
Tech!
But I think it's good that they have Crosshair back. Like, as a team, I think they're really more effective, even though he's all shaky. Shaky Crosshair man.
That is really sad.
Yeah.
I
wonder what it is, and if he's going to be able to, like, work his way through it, or if it's, like, something permanent, or... I don't know, that he needs somebody...
Well, that's what, like, Omega was like, oh, have AZ look at it.
Oh, yeah.
She'll probably fix it right up. And he's like, no. Which feels like when I have a headache and I'm like, that. You know, people are like, take Tylenol. I'm like, no. I can power through it.
No, I don't want a medicine. I just want to be in pain. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I guess we'll see Infiltration and Extraction next week and figure that out and get back with another episode. All right, so just real quick again, theroguerebels.com. Make sure you give us 5-star reviews or like us or subscribe to the podcast or share us with a friend or follow our Spotify playlists or any of that good stuff, all right?
For Star Wars Geek Girl, because we are doing that. It's cool. StarWarsGeekGirl.com, Twitter and Instagram is SWGeekGirl, and also Zoe posts a lot of Star Wars like stuff on her TikTok. I believe it is at Spectre5 spelled out.
Sweet.
That you should check out.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for listening. See you next week.